Hello, everyone, and welcome to this podcast of the Children's Trust Fund. I'm Kirk Schreiber, Executive Director for CTF, and we have with us today Dr. Regina Staves, Associate Professor of Psychology at Avila University, located in Kansas City. Gina also serves on the CTF Board of Directors and formerly served as Children's Trust Fund Board Chair. Hello, Gina. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for joining me. Gina, I'd like to talk today about emotional well-being, what it looks like when we hear that term and why it's important for our children in their development.
When we use the term emotional well-being, it typically refers to someone who has an understanding of their emotions and also the skills to adjust and manage them. But it also tends to have more experiences of positive emotions than negative ones. With kids, certainly younger kids like toddlers, you see a lot of emotional outbursts from highs to lows to tantrums. So in childhood, the environment has to be one that teaches the skills of adjusting to their emotions so that as they grow, they get better skilled at dealing with their emotions.
We often hear about the importance of a child having a positive role model in his or her life. Why is that important? And how does that play in a child's and even a teen's development?
Children will imitate what's modeled for them, and they typically learn to express and manage their feelings the same as their parents do. So if the role model is positive and the person, the adult, not just parents, but other caregivers that are responsible for the child, if they role model calm and patience and the ability to manage frustration and think through situations instead of having emotional outbursts, then the child learns those skills as well. That plays into development. As kids learn how to manage their emotions and effectively manage them, it also helps in their social relationships. It helps in cognitive development. If someone can't handle anger or disappointment or frustration well, it can also be difficult to have effective positive relationships. It can impact their ability to focus in school. Everything's interrelated. And emotional development is an important staple to assist in other developmental domains.
What types of environments are best suited to promote a child's optimal well-being?
The interactions that occur in the environment are what you're looking for. So you're wanting an environment that where caregivers provide safety and predictability and security, so a child feels safe to express their emotions when they're frustrated or disappointed, as opposed to feeling like they're going to get hurt or criticized or harmed if they show their anger or disappointment. So the environment has to be one that, what Carl Rogers would say, provided unconditional positive regard for the child's experience. But then the environment also, and the parents need to offer skills to be able to manage the emotion, but also a way to understand the emotion. So if a child is feeling upset, they're allowed to express it, but also the parents should help them manage it and maybe give them a different way to think about the situation. So that can be part of their skill development as they grow.
Besides safety and security and offering skills, what can parents and other caretakers do to help their child develop positive, healthy emotions and well-being?
Role modeling, handling frustration, talking to your child. So when your child is really excited about a birthday party, to talk about that feeling the same as you would if they're really sad that their friend didn't call them for a play date or something. To help the child connect with what they're feeling. So if you see that your child looks sad, that the parent would say, you know, you look sad. Are you feeling okay? What's going on? So that the child can learn to associate words with the feeling that they're having. Be patient with kids because they can take a long time to process through their emotions and learn the skills to manage them well. But it's well worth it if you can take the time to listen and to talk with them and to help them process and express.
Maybe for the parent out there that's looking for some tips or examples, what would emotionally supportive behaviors look like or include?
So if the child is expressing an emotion, are they stomping around? Are they slamming doors? Are they doing something that tells you that they're feeling distressed? The behavior of the parent, rather than matching that emotion, like by being angry back or criticizing them or minimizing the emotion, a supportive behavior would be to say, hey, what's going on, and talking with the child. Being able to express emotions is really, really helpful in learning to process them and getting them out instead of holding them inside. Holding them inside isn't good for us or for children for a variety of reasons. So approaching the child, talking to the child, creating a space for the child or adolescent is feels safe to explore what's going on. I'm big on giving love and lots of nurturing, lots of praise when children are able to express their emotions well, coaching them through their feelings, just being there to listen to them.
On the flip side of that, are there things that parents shouldn't do?
Yes. Never make fun of a child for what they're feeling or criticize them for what they're feeling. That's their experience to the best of their understanding at that developmental moment. Never call them names or shame them. Never make them feel bad for their feelings. You know, behaviors that kids choose are things that can be consequenced, but the feeling should never be consequenced.
Does play help a child's emotional development, and what would that look like?
It does. Play is the way children express themselves. It's the language that they use, and when children play, when you watch their play, they're many times reenacting things that have happened, you know, that day at school, or if someone close to them died, or important things they will process through their play. So being able to play gives them an outlet for emotions that are building up, gives them a way of processing and reprocessing that. If a parent is playing with a child, it allows them space to feel connected to somebody else while they're learning to process and play out their feelings. It's really important to provide the environment for a child where they can develop emotionally in a healthy way.
I do want to mention that the Children's Trust Fund, with the help of Dr. Staves, has developed a brand new informational sheet on the emotional well-being of children. This document is available free, as are all of our public education materials, and can be downloaded and printed from our website, ctf4kids.org. It's in PDF format, so we hope you will use this in your prevention work, and please share it with others. Gina, thank you for sharing both your time and expertise with us. And thank you to those listening in. Our podcasts are available on iTunes and always on our website. Again, ctf4kids.org. And please remember that prevention is everyone's responsibility, so let's keep our children safe.